But it is time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. We're joined by Julia Raby, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. And she just has a few things to cover as to what's taking place over the next 4, 5, 6 months. Lots of things that are going on. And so we're going to take it in chronological order. And even though we're talking about snow up further north, and there's a blizzard warning actually for a few counties in the northwest corner part of the state of Kansas, we do have to think about Memorial Day, which is just around the corner. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for having me. I just am excited to kind of give an overview of what all is involved with the activities the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce is excited to host and be a part of. We're going to kick off the summer, as we always do, with Memorial Weekend. We kind of call this here in the Beloit area the Welcome Home Weekend. A lot of reunions come back to town for that. So there's a lot of activities that are just tradition, and that starts on Friday night and goes all the way to Sunday, even Monday. There's activities that schedule will be in the paper, and it'll also be on my website here soon as we finalize all those details. Just a few changes that we want people to know about from the chamber side of it is our parade this year has a theme, and so we're excited to kind of jazz it up a little with a theme called Through the Decades, and we're encouraging classes and businesses to kind of pick a decade, whether it's when they graduated, if it wasn't too long ago, that there's still different activities and things that they can dress up as and kind of showcase their class or their business in that parade. And so we're going to kick that off at 10 a.m. on May 25th. And so all families and alumni and friends will be down at Mill Street. And we're going to start the parade. We're going to stage it up on 5th Street. So the Veterans Day Parade had over 60 participants, and it ran really smooth coming all the way down 5th Street. The registration table will be on Bell, where the old high school parking or whole high school lot is. So we're going to be staged up there for people to register. That application for the parade is on my website at beloitchamber.com. If you want to print that off, you just hang on to that until the day of the parade. So you can just bring that with you, or we will have them there for you to fill that out on that day.
All right. So Memorial Day weekend, which will sneak up on us very quickly. But I think a lot of people are excited about that because, one, school's out for some. Some of the kiddos like that. I don't know about the parents because they got to deal with the kids all the time. But then right after that, just when you think you can catch a break and catch your breath, then we've got the 8-man All-Star Games coming to Beloit. And, of course, there is the 8-man All-Star Game pep rally, and there are a few changes this year with that.
Absolutely. So we are very honored to host over 80 athletes from all over the state of Kansas the whole week of June 4th through the 8th. And so we're just excited to work together with tourism to be great hosts to these All-Stars and their families, but also to involve the community in different ways so that they can just kind of experience all these things that these boys go through. A lot of these athletes have been playing all the way up, and this is possibly their last football game. And you can see the investment in these parents and grandparents. And, you know, in our community, we have such a good following of sports. And so this is just a great opportunity for Beloit to host. And so one of the things we do to incorporate the community is our pep rally. This year, it will still be on Friday, but it's going to be a little later in the day at 4 p.m. It's going to be down at Chautauqua Park. And we're going to have Shaved Ice down there. She's going to Brain Pain will be down there for that afternoon. And we'll also have some other free refreshments for just family members and community. The park's down there. The pool will be open for summer. And so we're really excited to have the pep rally and the shade down there at Chautauqua Park. And we also are going to be working on an event called Friday Night Lights. This is something Lucille Heller and I have been working on, and we're tourism is promoting a highlight reel from the whole week. So that'll be something exciting for the families to get to see their athletes in action over the whole week. And that highlight reel will be debuted at the NCK Tech Athletic Fields at dusk there on their big screen TV. So before that is shown, we're going to have some activities out there. We're working on details of like a punt pass kick for like community members and visitors, just anybody that wants to show up that night and can participate for just some fun activities to kind of make that just an overall experience for our community, but also for our athletes. And so then the athletes will play on Saturday. There's two games. A lot of our local businesses are getting getting involved in different ways, whether hosting a halftime game or something to win different products and different giveaways. We'll also have some tents set up at the entrance so that people can get good directions or get a good welcome. And we just want to work together as a community. If you're interested in any kind of sponsorship or activities around 8-Man All-Stars, I am excited to talk with you and kind of work together.
Well, and I commend you for all of that. Memorial Day weekend is a huge deal. Of course, the 8-Man All-Star Games, a lot of people forget that. We're the only ones that host that thing in the entire state of Kansas, so it's a really big deal. And I applaud you for all of the work that you guys are putting in for that. And just to make it easier for you, then you have another event that you're taking on this year that's new. That's a pretty big deal, not only for Mitchell County or the city of Beloit. We're talking the entire region, and I always stress this. You're the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. It's not just Beloit, and it is a big regional event that everybody is pretty excited about, and we've had question marks over the years. Are we going to have it? Are we going to raise enough money? And I'm talking, of course, about the fireworks at the lake.
Absolutely. So this year, the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce inherited the fireworks. We were excited to take this on as a regional event. We appreciate the Johnsons and all the work they've done over the years, but as they pass that on, our board came together, and with being the Beloit Area Chamber, we wanted to get involved in something that would show our surrounding communities how regionally minded we are. So this activity is the fireworks at night, but we're working together with local clubs and businesses to make this entire day. So it's been named Wakanda Lake Fest. It's on July 6th. That's a Saturday right after the 4th. And what is exciting about this day is that over 15,000 people come into our community over that weekend for the holiday. And those people are from Nebraska, Colorado, you know, southern Kansas, all over Missouri. And what's exciting about this is that we can really just welcome them, be a great host, and also help our community to have something great to do on that day. And so what we're doing is we're working together with, like I said, a lot of different clubs. Right now we have a fun run happening across the dam by the Glen Elder Lions Club. It's a tradition that they've done for many years, but they're going to work together with our group to host that on that Saturday morning. More details will come on that. Also, a dueling pianos concert and a beer garden will be hosted by Becker Auto and Wakanda Boats, working together with the Wakanda Cultural Association. They'll have a great 20 by 80, I think, tent up, and there's going to be VIP seating for our sponsors for the fireworks, but there also will be other special VIP seating that the details will come out about that. What we're so thankful for is just the acceptance of this regional event. A lot of people, I've already gotten to go out around the community and different neighboring communities and kind of talk to them and about what the details are and how we're kind of trying to develop this day. And so a big shout out to KD&S, Brush Art, and Cunningham Cable as three of our four champion sponsors. So I will be raising that support through sponsorships. We have gold, silver, and bronze sponsors, and we just appreciate the support of people wanting this event. I mean, with the fireworks, it's got to be what people want, and we're excited to build a whole day around it so that it's not just the fireworks, but it's Wakanda Lake Fest.
Well, and I hear from back in the day they used to have that where it was an all-day thing, and I think it would be tremendous because, as you said, you have already a lot of people already here, and there's sometimes where I've heard people say there needs to be maybe more things to do throughout the day because I just run down for the fireworks and then it's over and that. And in some cases that works out for some people, but I think it's a great idea and I think people would have a lot of fun. And of course, when you have this gigantic resource and right across the highway in our backyard here over at Katy Country 94 with the Wakanda Lake, I mean it's just perfect setup in my opinion.
Absolutely. And they're doing a lot of work out at the lake. Tyler Blesher has been a great resource out there working on activities and things to make it even more attractive for visitors and more attractive for campers. Some of the ideas they have for the day are volleyball tournaments, horseshoe tournaments. They're working on different ideas and looking for different groups that want to host some sort of event out there. And that you can call me at the chamber if you have some kind of plan or idea that we can talk about. And, you know, that's the thing is it's such a family-oriented day. It's a family-oriented weekend. You know, people have people traveling in, and we just want to offer something excellent for them to do throughout that holiday weekend and celebrate.
Once again, that'd be Saturday, July the 6th. So if you're marking your calendars, planning ahead, the fireworks at the lake, at Wakanda Lake, will be Saturday, July the 6th. And there'll be other fireworks displays across the region. It'll be probably, I would guess, somebody else would do something on the 3rd, the 4th, maybe even the 5th. Hey, you can do all that and then come down to our area here at Wakanda Lake, just outside of Glen Elder, on Saturday, July the 6th. So we look forward to talking more about that, and we'll have you on later on closer to that time to tell more about the details of that particular day's activities. And then, after all of that, Millapalooza, which you guys started last year and was an absolute hit. I thought it was fantastic, and I would expect it to, no pressure, Julia, but to get even bigger and better this year, right?
Absolutely. Millapalooza planning is already in the works. We are excited to just build upon the success from last year. And honestly, what that was is just the great response from the community. I think Beloit and the whole area around here is excited to kind of host their own days, to have, you know, activities that we get to put on and just kind of host our other surrounding communities. And so the car show will be happening on September 7th. We will also have a Milla Market that will be happening. And so those things will be Mill Street, Court Street. We will have a street dance at night. We already have King Midas booked, and that was an exciting happening from the community. A community member stepped up, and that's what they wanted. And so he raised the support. And so big shout out to Abram, mm-hmm. Ready Mix, for kind of spearheading that. Excuse me. And that's the cool thing about Millapalooza is it's the people's event. You know, it's exciting because it's always in progress. We're working with some groups at the high school. We're working with some other community organizations so that they can host events, that people can have food booths or different things happening throughout that whole day. Chad at the Wellness Center is working on activities for fitness. And, you know, there's the Wine and Art Walk that will happen again. And there will also be the Chalk Art Challenge. And so that was a huge hit, and we're excited to see that grow. And so there's just so many different activities kind of based around the arts, and then also just showing off. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of what it's about, is allowing people to kind of show their treasures, whether that's through the market or through the car show, or just different activities that we'll be having that day. And so, yes, more details to come, but the plans are underway.
Do you know the date for Millapalooza yet?
September 7th.
September 7th.
So it's the Saturday after Labor Day.
Okay, perfect. All right. Anything else? We've covered a lot there. Anything else that we left out that we need to touch upon before we let you go so you can get to work on all these projects?
Right, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, just the biggest thing I want the community to know is how active we are, but how open we are, you know, to ideas and just working together with different community groups or different businesses. And you can always contact me at my office at 738-2717. And I'm open to just different ideas or different sponsorships or different ways to benefit our community and our businesses. And I think a lot of times these activities can be seen in a separate box from like producing commerce type of things. But I see it as a whole, you know, as we have exciting activities, we bring more people to town, or maybe people are already here. How do we capture those people and help them to get inside of our businesses, inside of our restaurants, inside of our stores, and maybe even move here? Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of opportunity with all of these different visitors coming through. And so that is the exciting part of my job, is to say, okay, how do we capture through great relationships, through hospitality, these visitors, and show them how great this area is. And North Central Kansas is flourishing, and it needs to work together and not independently of each other. We can work together as smaller towns to promote a bigger mission, which is our quality of life, you know, and to keep that, we have to just think outside the box.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. I can't add anything to that. Well said. Julia Rabia, Director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. Once again, you can get a hold of her if you have any ideas, suggestions, thoughts, or if you want to help out. I'm sure they would take your help for some of these events, because it takes a lot of volunteers to man different events that she was just talking about. And it starts with Memorial Day weekend, an 8-man pep rally, and then, of course, the Wakanda Lake Fest on July the 6th. And then after that, there's Millapalooza. So anything else you want to add before we let you go?
I think that's good.
That'll cover it? Yeah. All right. Julia Raby, we thank you so much for coming in, and we'll talk again down the line as we get closer to some of these activities taking place across North Central Kansas. Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit and Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.